Exodus 39:43, as the Lord commanded. I want to talk to you about how the Lord desperately desires to have a relationship with every one of us. In the book of Exodus chapter 39, we see the work completed. What work am I talking about? Basically the work that was involved in the tabernacle. I'd like to read to you verses 32 through 43, simply because I believe that these verses summarize Exodus chapters 25 through 39. Here it is. Verse 32, "Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of badger skins, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony with its poles, and the mercy seat." Verse 36, "The table, all its utensils, and the showbread, the pure gold lampstand with its lamps, the lamps set in order, all its utensils, and the oil for light, the gold altar, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the screen for the tabernacle door, the bronze altar, its grate of bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver with its base." Verse 40, "The hangings of the court, its pillars and its sockets, the screen for the court gate, its cords and its pegs, all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, and the garments of ministry, to minister in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments, to minister as priests, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did all the work." Verse 43, "Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them." In the last 14 chapters or so, we saw a number of commandments given to Moses by God. Recall they were to take offerings for the sanctuary, so that they could build the sanctuary or the tabernacle. God gave a lot of instructions to Moses. So the question is, what was the purpose of all this work? I believe the answer is found in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. Please flip back a few pages and let's look at it together. The Bible says, "And let them make me a sanctuary, also known as the tabernacle, that I may dwell among them." That's the Lord speaking. What was the point of all of this construction? Because the Lord desired to dwell among them. God is an up-close and personal God. God desires to be in our midst. He desires a personal and intimate relationship with each and every one of us. That was one of the points of all of this work. God desired to dwell in the midst of them. So too, the Lord desires to dwell in the midst of us today as well. Praise the Lord, we're no longer under the old covenant, that of rules and regulations, but we're now under the new covenant, that of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is the bridge between us and God. Recall what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We have total access to the Father because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Also, check this out. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 through 20. Jesus says, "Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." What was the point of building the Old Testament tabernacle? So that God could dwell with them. Remember, we talked about the tabernacle signifying Jesus Christ. What was the purpose of Jesus coming to the earth? To dwell with us and give us access to the Father. God so much desires a personal relationship with you, with me, with everyone. All we need to do is open up our hearts and say, "Yes, Lord, come dwell within this tabernacle, my body, and make it a temple dedicated to you." Upon making that confession, the Lord will come into your life and transform you in such a wonderful and powerful way. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you desire the peace that surpasses all understanding, open your heart and please repeat this simple prayer with me in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I desire your peace. Please come and dwell within me. Please be Lord of my life. I invite you into my heart right now, Jesus. Please forgive me of all my sins. I desire a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with you. I thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.